Well, the hip was always there. You know, it was a centre point, a focal point, and it was somewhere we would go every week.
What age are you roughly at that time?
Well, as I was saying to Mike before, I have to be wary of getting false memories. But I can remember seeing pantomimes in the early 50s when I would be 6 or 7. I cannot remember anything about any of them, although I've done some research since and located one particular artist that I was interested in who had stayed in my memory. I think I went with my mother and aunt to start with, but when my mother had more children and my dad took on more beer, I think I had to rely on my grandparents, who lived just another 200 yards further on. And they would walk past the end of our street on a Saturday tea time, going for the first house, and I would join them. Now, they had very little in the way of a filter. They'd probably been going to the UMIP for 30 or 40 years, and they weren't going to stop now. They went whatever was on, yeah. And they were still going as it descended into what I call the Paul Raymond, yes, era. And I can remember going to some of those, okay, shows, yeah. Mercifully not good memories, or yeah, great memories, or clear memories, but I also remember going there and seeing some great acts, but I do have to be wary that some of the people I am fairly confident I must have seen, I may be relying on them becoming famous later, yeah, and my mum saying, oh, we saw that Shirley Bassey, yeah, at the UMIP years ago. Yeah, yeah. A cousin saying, remember when we went to see Ken Dodd? Well, I've got no memory of them at all, but there's every likelihood I did, yeah, see, yeah, them.
Yes.
There are some people who I do remember seeing there. Jimmy Clitheroe, mm-hmm, Jimmy James, Tessie O'Shea, who went on to win a Tony on Broadway. Yeah. And here, you know, I've seen her plucking a banjo at the UMIP. There was a wonderful Welsh comedian called Gladys Morgan, and she was billed as Gladys Morgan and Company, and she had a line of stooges. She was a bit like Hilda Baker. Okay. She would be taking the mickey out of these stooges.
Yeah.
Now, I remember seeing her.
Yeah.
I have oft times convinced myself I saw Frank Randall, and I may well have done, thanks to my grandparents taking me on a Saturday, no filter, yeah, yeah, applied. But Frank Randall was dead by the time I was 11. But of course I've seen Frank Randall many a time on film.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard programs about him, I've read books about him.